During his ministry on the earth, Jesus Christ spent his time serving and helping others. True disciples of Jesus Christ do likewise. The Savior said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." The Utah chamber artists sing, "As I Have Loved You." The Savior used a parable to teach the importance of service. In the parable, he told of his return to the earth in his glory and of separating the righteous from the wicked. To the righteous in this parable, he says, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform "A Poor Wayfaring Man of Grief."
So humbly for relief that I could never answer.
Opportunities for service to others are limitless. Kind words and deeds can lift burdens and gladden hearts. One true key to happiness is to labor for the happiness of others. The Jenny Phillips Choir sings, Sisters Rejoice.
Raising our voice.
Elder Russell C. Taylor, in his talk, The Joy of Service, said, Elder Bruce R. McConkie has so eloquently taught us that service is essential to salvation. I have been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. Progress is not created by contented people. It is up to us, you and me, to be uncomfortable in complacency, to refrain from being spectators, and to be players in the game of life. The Lord has chosen His people to perform a mighty work. Our home teaching, our visiting teaching, should be more than going. It should be doing with Christian love. Jenny Jordan Frogley sings, These Are the Days.
Have heard the call, born to lead this generation, we are standing tall, we are strong and we are brave, we have the courage to obey, this is the time.
Unite in the power of His name.
service to others deepens and sweetens this life while we are preparing to live in a better world. It is by serving that we learn to serve. When we are engaged in the service of our fellow men, not only do our deeds assist them, but we put our own problems in a fresher perspective. When we concern ourselves more with others, there is less time to be concerned with ourselves. In the midst of the miracle of serving, there is the promise of Jesus that by losing ourselves, we find ourselves. Rebecca Lopez sings, "Not Too Far From Here."
Somebody's down to their last dime. Somebody's running out of time. Not too far from here. Somebody's got nowhere else to go. Somebody needs a little hope. Not too far from here. And I may not know their name, but I'm praying just the same that you'll use me, Lord, to wipe away a tear. 'Cause somebody's crying not too far from here. Somebody's troubled and confused. Somebody's got nothing left to lose. Not too far from here. Somebody's forgotten how to trust. Somebody's dying for love. Not too far from here. It may be a stranger's face, but I'm praying for your grace to move in me and take away the fear. 'Cause somebody's hurting not too far from here. Help me, Lord, not to turn away from pain. Help me not to rest while those around me weep. Give me your strength and compassion when somebody finds the road of life too steep. Somebody's got nothing left to lose. Not too far from here. Somebody's forgotten how to trust. Somebody's dying for love. Not too far from here. Now I'm letting down my guard and I'm opening my
is our greatest potential? Is it not to be Christ-like ourselves? And what are the qualities we must develop to achieve such greatness? We might consider intelligence, light, knowledge, and leadership. But perhaps the most essential godlike quality is that of compassion and love. Compassion shown forth in service to others, unselfishness, that ultimate expression of concern for others we call love. Wherever our Father's children magnify their opportunities for loving service, they are learning to become more like Him. The Lord does notice us, and He watches over us, but it is usually through another person that He meets our needs. Therefore, it is vital that we serve each other. Julie de Azevedo sings The Hands of Heaven.
Easing a burden, putting a broken heart together again, guiding a lost friend home, lifting men higher, opening the window of a lonely life, letting the light shine in.
The happy and abundant life begins from within and then moves outward to other individuals and to our communities. In answer to the question, which is the great commandment in the law, the Savior has set our course. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Devoted service and discipleship are the same. Alma told prospective members at the Waters of Mormon that those who are baptized are to be willing to bear one another's burdens, to mourn with those that mourn, and to comfort those that stand in need of comfort. King Benjamin asked how someone can know a master he has not served. We come to know our Master through having faith, hope, and charity. This combination is the doctrinal fountain from which flow service, discipleship, and eternal life. Kenneth Cope sings, "Because I have been given much."
Because I have been given much, I too must give. Because of thy great bounty, Lord, each day I live. I shall divide my gifts from thee with every brother that I see who has the need of help from me. Because I have been sheltered, fed by thy good care, I cannot see another's lack, and I not share. My glowing fire, my loaf of bread, my roof safe shelter overhead, that he too may become. Mission, Lord, I too will serve. I'll leave the comfort of my home to teach thy word. I'll seek thy sheep who've gone astray and those who've never known the way. I will make thy work my work today. I shall give love to those in need. I'll show that love by word and deed. Thus shall my thanks be thanks indeed.
Our baptism is a call to lifelong service to Christ. Like those at the Waters of Mormon, we are baptized in the name of the Lord as a witness before Him that we have entered into a covenant with Him, that we will serve Him and keep His commandments, that He may pour out His Spirit more abundantly upon us. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform Called to Serve.
Tell the Father's story, far and wide His love grows. place.